Yes, it is Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. We're the morning shift, and we are live from Flowery Branch at Falcons training camp. I'm Allie Mack. Mike Johnson is here, Bo Morgan, and, of course, Dylan behind the glass back at the station. Now, Georgia Tech offensive coach Buster Faulkner got a two-year, $3 million deal yesterday, that extension. How do you guys feel about that?
It's not going to be enough. I think if they have the year that we hope they do, he'll be gone. I think he could be a head coach. Buster Faulkner is one of the brightest offensive minds in college football right now.
No doubt.
Georgia fans are sitting there saying, they're like gritting their teeth because they love Buster Faulkner because they know about him because he was at Georgia, and now he's at Tech, and he's doing good things with that offense and with that team. I'm really excited for Georgia Tech this year. I think they have a chance to be very good. You know, Tech to me, and I know we're going to hear from what Haynes King here in a second. Mike, Tech to me is a team that every 3 to 4 years they could pop out with a 9-10 win season, and that's what they really are. And then you're going to have 7-6 or 8-5. It's getting back to the George O'Leary year feel for me. Back in the day when George O'Leary had it rolling, you'd be 8-5, boom, 10-2.
Well, and then just going back real quick to the Buster Faulkner stuff, it's been a long time since I have heard of anybody in the college game that's been as revered offensively as him. I mean, the only thing I can think of is go back with me 20 years, and do you remember when Gus Malzahn got to Arkansas as a high school coach, and
yeah,
he was hired on, and you were like, dude, this guy is bringing a completely different look to the offensive game. That's how I feel like Buster Faulkner is viewed throughout the college football community. He's just one of those people that does things differently, and he's able to really get everything that you could want out of a guy like Haynes King, and that's why this offense seemed to hit another stride last year.
It's a great point. Tony Barnhart sat with us last week, and he said that Steve Spurrier changed the SEC when he got there because it went from you couldn't win every game 17-13 anymore because he was dropping 30 to 40 a week. Gus Malzahn changed the offensive thought process with Darren McFadden and all those guys and the Wildcat and all those off. Remember all those things that he brought in?
Yeah.
And boom, to your point, Buster Faulkner is another name. It's a really good call with the Malzahn pool.
Yeah, let's hear from Haynes King. He actually spoke with Dukes and Bell yesterday on where the offense is right now.
I think we're going to be even more explosive than last year. Just with who we added and what we have returning, the guys coming back and the camaraderie that we have and the confidence level that Buster has and us executing it. So, like I said, I feel like we're going to be even more explosive than we already are.
Yeah, I don't think there's any doubt about it. And you go back and just watch some of the, you know, I don't want to get too nitty-gritty here, but, you know, the quarterback counter bash style plays with some of the backfield motions and the eye candy he's able to use. They use pre-snap motions with Buster Faulkner about as good as you possibly can as far as making defenses communicate and really putting stressors on second and third levels on defenses and making them kind of talk to one another and really trying to understand. He does such a good job of disguising offensively what he's trying to get done and making sure that the communication is really stressed on the back end.
Look, Phil Still is revered as one of the best college football guys out there as far as the preview and his magazine, and it's the College Football Bible, and we all have ours. And I'm sitting here looking at mine right now. He's got Tech projected fourth in the ACC. And the only two teams ahead of them really are Clemson, SMU, and then he's got Miami in there as well. So, but Clemson and SMU were college football playoff teams last year. And, oh, by the way,
ding,
they played in the ACC championship game in a phenomenal game. I think Miami with the Carson Beck, and they had they had a good season last year that kind of got derailed at the end. But that's high company for Georgia Tech. And I think it's crept up on some people really even some of the fans has kind of crept up on because, this could be a year we haven't seen in a long time.
Well, and you can hear that full interview with Haynes King on the Odyssey app. I was listening to it yesterday. When you just heard him talking to Dukes and Bell, you just thought, man, Haynes is ready to go. Ready to go.
Love it.
Braves, unfortunately, lost yesterday to the Giants, 9-3. We talked about Justin Verlander yesterday not having a win yet this season. Well, we helped him out.
He just knew it was coming.
So now we've got a 9-game stretch where the Braves are on the road, and that will go past the trade deadline on the 31st. So we might not be welcoming back the same team when they get back to Truist.
Personally, I hope not. I mean, I've been calling for change to this team for 3 or 4 weeks, and really, you just got to a point where you knew the things that were happening weren't working. I think that we always – for really the last year and a half, and I know Bo feels this way too, for really the last year and a half, we've looked at it and gone, look, these guys are good players. Eventually, they will get back to being good. The back of the baseball card. Ozzie is this. Michael Harris is this. They're going to play well. And you didn't make changes. And now it's, like I've said yesterday, it's too late to really go out and make drastic changes. I'm looking forward to 2026, but a lot of that has to do with the trade deadline coming up in just over a week. So it is what it is at this point. If there are guys that exit the scene, there are guys that enter the scene, you need more starting pitching help, obviously, for this team down the stretch, or it is going to make our eyes bleed to watch the Atlanta Braves for the next couple of months.
Yeah, you do. I don't know what is out there that is going to make you think looking at 2026 is going to be, you know, like what you're going to get for Marcell Ozuna that's going to, you know, plan out for 2020 or plan out for 2026 and say, oh, here we are. But I will say that I don't have a problem with clearing a couple of guys, Ozuna, maybe a bullpen arm or two that won't be here next year, and bring up some young players because we're not winning now. So having a couple of young guys and just letting them cut their teeth, that maybe bullpen arms or whatever, is fine with me. I also, if I'm Alex, I would call Miami and say, what is the price tag of a Sandy Alcantara? Because I know he's coming off Tommy John, but he's a guy that could get back there. Maybe it's not as expensive as it once was, a price for him. And I'm also saying, why can't we bring up, you know, Colby Allard or Hurston Waltrip? What are these guys doing that we can't cut their teeth as starters at the end of this year?
Yeah, you know what else, too, and I started thinking about these guys yesterday. There is just something so valuable, and we said it a number of times last year, to having a guy like Charlie Morton, or, you know, Michael Soroka has been okay this year. The guys that can just go out there and going to grit through six innings. And it just, like, it's like, oh, you know, he's a fifth guy. Okay, great. Everybody has to have a fifth guy. And I just wish that now it's like you look at the Braves rotation, you go, man, I wish they had that guy. And that's just kind of where it sits right now.
And look, I have been a Bryce Elder defender. That's what Bryce Elder is a guy that's going to give you 5 to 6 innings and 3 runs. I had a guy want to come at me and say, yeah, you said he was a frontline starter. No, I never said that. I said he's a fifth starter. But if you want to play that game with me where you want to call guys out when they have bad starts, someone please pull up the box score of the last two games and tell me what the difference is in what Spencer Strider gave you yesterday and Bryce Elder, other than Spencer Strider threw harder. That's it. Right now, so it's, you know, like our good things aren't really doing good right now. You know, it's just, it's a tough go right now. They both threw 5 innings and gave up 3 earned runs. And Strider, I think maybe Strider gave up 5, I can't remember, but I know he gave up at least 3. So what's the difference? There's not one. So chill with the let's criticize the guys who are just out there throwing away a year of their career on a team that has got nothing. This season reminds me so much of 2008.
Well, and we did see a lot of frustration coming off of Spencer Strider yesterday in the presser afterwards. So it will be interesting to see how this team shapes up. Like I said, that trade deadline is close. It's July 31st, so we'll see what happens. But right now, to celebrate the fact that we are at Falcons training camp, we got to play some Throwback Thursday trivia.
Bo.
Here we go.
Glad you remember the rules.
Trek.
Yes. Shout your name if you know the answer.
I'll never
to the
live
question.
That down.
No, you won't. All right, so I don't have a pen and paper right now, so count on your fingers how many points you have.
Gordon, as we go through, you got to count for us.
Yeah, scorekeeper. Official scorekeeper.
All right, so the theme today is camp. We'll get started. We are tied up for the season 4-4. In what TV show did Joey play Ranger Joe, who has a puppet named Mr. Woodchuck, and taught Michelle and her friends all about camping?
Bo.
Yeah.
It's the shorts. The show about salute your shorts or whatever.
That is incorrect.
What was the name of that show? Salute your.
We're not talking about that right now.
He's so bad. Don't give him any leash to change the subject. He will do it. I have no clue.
Answer to that was Full House. Joey, Ranger
oh,
Joe.
Oh, gosh.
Ranger okay. Joe.
I thought they were all camp related.
Yeah.
Well, he taught Michelle and her friends about camping.
Okay.
Oh.
Camp is not necessarily in the answer.
Okay.
Camp is somewhere in the question, right. Or it could be the answer.
Oh,
okay.
My bad.
Now we've got clarity.
Yeah.
What is the name for a sock-style boot liner or shelter term used in the military or by hikers? What's a sock called when you go hiking? Or what kind of shoe do you wear?
Bo, hiking sock, hiking boots.
be a camp boot?
I'm not giving him credit for that.
Okay, no, he's not.
You said what
one.
Kind of that's when you go.
I was sitting there going, a legging? I have no idea.
All right, now I know for this a fact we have discussed this next one in Mike Conti's office. So I'm going to assume someone's going to get this. Diane was a breakout star who loved singing Sweet Home Alabama on which episode? Yep.
Which episode of what?
No. Because you would yell at me if I had done that. Keep going. Go ahead.
I will give some leeway on this one if you take a solid guess.
No, he didn't get any leeway. I was doing my job.
Talked about it at Mike Conti's office.
Mm-hmm.
We talk about it a lot in there. South Park. I don't know.
No.
I would like to hear the end of the question
before
I answer.
Diane was a breakout star who loved singing Sweet Home Alabama on which episode of MTV's True Life series?
Oh, he ain't going to get this.
Was this just a conversation between me and Mike Conti?
No, maybe? You know what? I know what it is now.
Yep.
I know what it is.
True Life, I eat laundry detergent.
No.
No, it's True Life. I went to fat camp.
Yes, it is.
Had only I let her finish the question.
I know. That's what you get.
Boy, we're blowing the score up here.
I know, man. I'm struggling here.
I know it's going to get better. Right now it's 0-0. What sweet treat is traditionally made around a campfire with graham crackers? Gordon, who are you saying on this one? I'm not taking the heat for this. All right, Mike.
S'mores.
S'mores, that is it.
Thank you very much.
All right, Mike has won.
Hold on, let me check my score. Okay, I have it 1-0, Mike, too. All right.
Okay, what 2008 Disney Channel original movie launched Demi Lovato and featured a singing competition at a summer getaway? Remember, the theme is camp. Yes.
Hannah Montana.
No.
I have no clue.
What?
No.
Oh, I know this one. I'm itching.
I knew Dylan
so
was going to know
Lizzie McGuire.
Oh, my gosh.
Dylan, do you want to answer it?
Yes, Camp Rock.
That's it.
Hold on.
No. Nope.
I got to put Dylan on the score now.
I'm positive you two will get this
next
one.
I'm about ready to award him the win the way we're playing right now.
You're in the lead right now. Mike, what are you talking about?
He's tied with Dylan.
Yeah.
All right. Which NFL franchise was the last to be featured on Hard Knocks through training camp? Which season did we just watch? Who was on it?
God, I don't know.
Oh, my goodness.
Hold on.
Three.
Mike?
Yes.
I'm going to go with the Dolphins.
No.
I can't remember who was on it last year.
It was the Browns? I don't know.
The Bears. Yeah, the Bears.
All
right, I'm not feeling good about this next one.
Yeah,
then.
That was the Caleb Williams. Hey, man, what's your sign bonus?
Oh, look, everybody's in there now.
Which NFL franchise will be featured on the next edition of Hard Knocks through training camp? Set to be released. Yep.
The Browns.
No. It's the Bills.
Is it the Bills? I was literally going to ask. I was going to answer the Giants.
I thought it was in Cleveland. I thought they were doing the four-quarterback
battle. No. All right. Allison Hannigan probably hates it when people ask her to say what iconic line
Mike.
From America. Yes.
What is the line? This one time at Bandcamp.
There you go.
Yes. Yes.
The Falcon, the actual bird just drove by.
All right. It is 2-0. Mike is in the lead. I see why. But what VH1 reality show helped celebrities like what VH1 reality show helped celebrities lose weight? Like Tiffany, Kato Kaelin, and Coolio. Also Dustin Diamond was on.
It's a boot camp.
I'll give it to you. Celebrity boot camp.
Hmm.
All right. So
seemed
it
like
is
charity win.
2-1. Okay, here you go. What 90s Nickelodeon show was set at Camp Onawana?
Mike. Bo.
Mike got that one.
Salute Your Shorts.
I gave that to you.
It's 3-1. I'll give you a couple more. What cult horror movie franchise features a hockey mask-wearing
Mike.
Killer?
Mike. Oh, what's the name? It's Jason. What's the name of the movie?
Mm-hmm. It's a good question. That's why I wrote it.
Go ahead. I can't think of it. Go ahead.
It's Friday the 13th.
Yeah.
It is Friday the 13th. Unfortunately, though, Mike was still in the lead at the end.
No,
we got.
You said a few more. We got one more.
It's okay. Way overtime.
It is overtime.
Go ahead.
One more.
Give me the tiebreaker.
Do Annie and Hallie meet at summer camp and realize they're twins?
Mike.
Hallie, we're twins. Yeah.
Parent Trap.
That is it. Mike still wins. Throwback Thursday trivia for today. Congratulations. You are in the lead now for the season, 5-4.
Is anyone really a winner after that?
definitely not the listeners. Sorry about that, guys.
That was pretty pathetic.
Well, coming up, we're going to hear from some of the guys we're going to see on the field today. Bijan, Chris Lindstrom, Caden Ellis are checked in, ready to go. We'll play some of that audio next with the Morning Shift live from Falcons training camp in Flowery Branch on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and
the Odyssey app.